Right, so it's Big Al in Florida for 2009, and with the lovely Michaela now, who's originally from Oxford. She's been here for 8 years, and she's got a message for women visiting Orlando in the nightclubs. Beware of the who?
The Jaeger bombs. They're the spray tanned, hair gel, big beefy freaks that roam the clubs here.
And these are American beefcake kind of guys, are they?
These are the guys that we... obsessed with Muscle Milk, which is like the protein shakes, and they are just really scary steroid freaks.
And do they come up to you like in a kind of a stereotypical kind of American movie going, "Hi baby, what's your name?" Well, they all like that?
Yeah, they're kind of the guys that are like, "Slut, shots," and they just, they line up the Jaeger bombs. That's why we call them Jaeger bombs.
I don't know what Jaeger bombs are.
Do you know what Jaeger is?
No.
Jaeger is,
it's like a wall, isn't it, that you knit jumpers with?
No, it's like a black liquor, tastes like licorice, and it's horrible. You do that with like Red Bull.
Right, okay, yeah. So watch out for them. And you're 21 and you want a nightclub in Britain next time you go back. You want to do London, because you find it all a bit plastic over here with the theme park themed clubs, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. It's all no atmosphere, very tourist transitional, so it's hard to meet people here. I think you'll find that in Florida, a lot of the kids my age are doing like more house parties and their own underground thing, just because the clubs here just aren't cutting it. You've got to travel to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, something like that. That's all convenient because it's only like an hour, 2 hours away for good clubs like Tampa, Ybor City. But actually in Orlando, you're not really doing anything unless it's theme park based.
But if you're on holiday, it's fantastic. But if you live here, you're not going to go and meet the same people, because within 2 weeks, it's going to be a different batch of people.
Absolutely, exactly. I mean, here we've got a coffee shop and wine bar, and you'll find that most of our clientele is English people, just so that they can kind of stick to their own and, you know, they're on the same
connect.
Page. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've only been back to the UK once. That was 4 years ago. Can you ever see yourself going back there to live, or are you going to be an American girl?
I think I'm going to be an American girl now, yeah. I don't know if I want an American guy, but I want to be an English girl in America, definitely, just because I've been to LA, I've been to New York. There's something so different in each state to see. It really is fantastic to have that American passport. I mean, I was lucky because my dad was born in Chicago, so we got over here quite easily. But I love the weather, so I wouldn't go back to England now.
Don't miss the seasons at all. You wouldn't like a week of autumn and a week of winter with some nice snow and then the rest of it being like this.
No, I hate the cold. Yeah. Love it here.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, Michaela, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, so follow our adventures on Audio Boo. They're all there. Just go for more Audio Boo and you'll find us. Thank you very much, and we will be back real soon.